Facebook, Twitter, and Square are among the growing list of tech companies whose CEOs have acknowledged that working from home could become the norm for their industry long after the pandemic is over. Let's bring in Ronnie Mola, who is senior data reporter for Recode. Ronnie, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook said last week that as many as half of that company's employees could be working remotely within the next 5 to 10 years. Do you think that that was the tipping point? Are all tech companies going to have a sizable portion of their workforce outside the office?
I think that's absolutely the case. People working at tech companies have been talking about the ability to work from anywhere for basically as long as the internet has existed. And for a number of reasons, that hasn't really happened. But I do think that the pandemic is sort of the last push it needed for a lot of tech companies to say, hey, this is something that is possible and something that we can do and something that could probably save them a lot of money.
Well, yeah, these companies have invested collectively billions of dollars into corporate campuses and offices over the past 2 decades or so. Do you think that they'll end up selling some of that real estate if everybody starts working from home?
You know, I'm not sure. There are various reasons why tech companies and other companies have thought that it's better to be in the office, at least some of the time. I can't see that they'd completely get rid of these beautiful campuses. However, you could certainly see that they might want to downsize them or maybe not add any more going forward, especially if they have a workforce that's a lot more scattered across the country and world.
Well, and do you have any sense of what the office will look like for those employees who do work from the office? We know that they've, you know, long had these perks on the campuses of tech companies like employee dining and even massages and gyms. And generally, open offices that where everybody sits next to each other. Is that going to continue?
There's going to have to be a lot of different considerations put in place to make people feel safe to come back to the office. And one of the things that, from talking to a bunch of different experts, I think is going to happen is that it might be the end of the open office. Someone said it might be the recubicalization of space, or maybe a much nicer looking version of cubicles, glass or plastic, in order to sort of separate the space. Another thing that I think is going to happen, and part of this is because a lot of people will be allowed to work from home, is that there will just be fewer people in the office in general. That will allow people to sort of sit further apart from one another. But the interesting thing is that that sort of contradicts the whole idea of the open office, the idea that you could have these serendipitous interactions with your colleagues, that you sort of overhear what they're saying and you end up talking to them. But now, you know, we're sort of closing that off for safety's sake.
One more thing I want to ask you about is salaries. A lot of these workers for, you know, Facebook, Apple, Google, they work in one of the most expensive places in the world, which is the San Francisco Bay Area, and they live there. If somebody decides they want to go work from home in Indianapolis or India, for that matter, are they still going to get paid a California salary?
I believe Mark Zuckerberg said that they would have to sort of reconsider salaries for people working elsewhere, you know, to sort of make it more in line with the cost of living of that place. So maybe you aren't getting the same as you would if you were living in the Bay Area, but it costs so much less to live. You could buy a house for so much less. You could, you know, buy groceries for so much less. So maybe that evens out.
That is Ronnie Mola, who's a senior data reporter for Recode. Ronnie, thank you.
Thanks for having me.